Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. What? The back of the club, macking my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Just the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big
Poppa. You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping the holes, smoking line optimals. Money, and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Check. Tell your friends to get with my friends.
Your friend.
We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
That's right.
All
right?
That's right. Is that all right with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got the thump up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Is you looking good?
Is you looking fine?
Everything's gonna be alright.
Weekend with a groove, roll about 8 feet. Now what's my next move? Wait, it's a nightfall, so I can enjoy. System pumped by 4G, running like a combo. tomboy rolls to the floor, kind of crowded, what a scene. Pulling up with Jodeci, blasting out for 15.
Oh,
don't bump my ride, girl, see my gear and notice my grill, here comes a pointing and staring. Is on the left of me, smooth as flipping. Tricky and Moet, I'm on the dance floor ripping. Bitches with a cutie, the key, I'm trying to find them. Simmons in the front, and Moet is right behind them. And me, I'm just laying on the prowl. God say what's up as the girls cry out. Grabbed your man, I think she tried to play him. My only thought was to step to the AM, cause I came to have a good time. And at the end of the night, no doubt, I'm gonna get mine. Cause I don't have to raise my voice to be seen. I maintain, if you know what I mean. Understand I'm not conceited, father's just mellow. I'm a smooth dog, Romeo.
Everything, yeah.
The type of night is rare. I glance to the right. Oh, who do we have there? Puffin' C's getting ready. What the hell? I'm with them uptown and stuff on straight around. Conversating with his boys as they set the bar straight through the crowd. It's time to get charged. It's kind of mellow. So I leap to the center where the soul's rolling 5 deep. Mark Curry, the star, Ken and LQ. Doing the wild thing, cause the soul is true. And every time I see bodies getting big, girls are getting wild. Full of fathers going for his. And every time I hear the music, something is up. And all the girls getting right in your rump. So everybody who feels the mood is right, get on the dance floor.
Come on, baby.
Nigga, this my shit. Welcome to the city of God. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm the nigga in charge. Only the drill is the city of stars. You find out the odds when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star.
Come with a challenge. Every bitch you fuckers won't come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming in silence. And you niggas better pick a side.
You
niggas
side hopping.
If I want them to not let you come into the city, it's my option.
Boom.
This is the home of the fly shopping.
Yeah.
This is where the bitches gonna watch pockets.
Yeah.
When I'm on TV, I gotta look good, cause I know the whole block watching. You chill with the ops, we is not vibing. If I see him in person, we Fox following. Get a police as long as we not stopping.
Get a police as long as we not stopping.
This is the town of the big drip.
Big drip.
Smooth talk.
Nah.
Millie Rock. Money dance.
Woo
walk. You will not survive being too soft.
No.
Been a long time, we took a new road.
No.
Shoot a shoe until we got a new car.
No.
We stopped and we let it cool off.
No.
Please go. We ain't watched the throne, we took it. We went viral on them, they looking. It's a Sunday service in Brooklyn. It's a city that come with the lights. I'm with the drillers that come with the night. They ain't do 4 years of college, but they'll do 25 to life. We make money every night. Never too big of a price. After I buy the Chicago boys, I'ma go on link with Mike. And if I let him have my wife, niggas should thank me. With this Balenciaga and Balenci boots and a new blue Yankee. This is jam so focused, throwing a mask, no COVID. I'ma turn your life to a meme, let Justin LaBoy post it. You got an album, postpone it. I dropped two and they both going. I got a feeling they in it feeling. They filming a show but won't show it. You gotta watch me in slow motion. I'm in that wide body Benz. I go back to college, do an album and then drop out again. Took me a minute to get here. My vision is crystal clear. Hey, Bobby, excuse me, but it's a feature of the year. I feel like Sinatra in these streets. Me and Drizzy, we at peace. This a backpack with a polo and a first Jesus piece. I'm from the shop and I'm always New York in the city. They treat me like Jesus is walking. I've been through the pain and all of the torment. I'm saying his name, I'm making a port. Now it's time to give him hell. Ask my staff, I pay him well. This afternoon, 100 goons pulling up the SNL. When I pull up, it's dead on arrival. They act like they love you, they don't even like you. They throw a party, won't even invite you. I seen the same thing happen to Michael. You black, you rich, they saying you psycho. It's like a cycle. If you text me anything hype, you better text back and say it's a typo. The city of God, no city is like you. It's the new New York, yeah, it's the GOAT. Fabi is viral, and it's the Bible.
But this thing's in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Take song, got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block, back in our right December. Change your situation, check your block is all splendid.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm sludging on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting. Talking out they joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallow my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative side.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash, fix my rent, loop with my play dough. I got a teeth so lethal, all my girls I blow. Took them shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeballs open for them pigs, popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I got a steady freak, these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike, the mic. One roll, they had my pockets thirstier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling, when you feeling like you're feeling. You be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing. And the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really know. Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. It rises through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Workers get pissed and smack.
puppy, and now your first lover thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like, hey, lover, try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover, and all I want is my laceration of the pie to get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Niggas flat dancing, yo, I don't know why. You're sick and snitching. She got you cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The truck you trying to 3 second, homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Kenobi, so we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas is 7:30 and got me stressed out like you frog and Steve.
That he got last week, cause everybody in the stew was like, that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went,
stack that cheese,
something, something, something,
stack that cheese,
mother, sister, cousin,
stack that cheese,
he couldn't think of nothing,
stack that cheese,
he turns down the beat, writer's block MPs, crying from the next room, a baby in need of some Pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC. Yeah.
You never heard of push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's me. One you never heard of. I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's me.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the graves, had it up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Down baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with to open up for amateurs. Let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequins. You dig, 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 dig.
When you never heard of, I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's me. When you never heard of, I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's me.
This man called, said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it 2 times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big smile, rapped every single word to the newborn child. Then he put him down and went back to the kitchen and put on another beat and got back to the mission to get his mama out the hood, put her somewhere in the woods, keep his lady looking good, have her rolling like she should. Show his homies it's a way other than that flipping yay. Bell his homie out of jail, put a lawyer on his case, throw a concert for the school, show the shoulders that it's cool, throw some candy on the cat and chuck the deuce and act a fool. Man, it feels good when it happens like that. 2 days from going back to selling crack. Yes, sir, sir, sir.
When you never heard of, I push it harder for the thug. push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's me, one you never heard of. I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's all I, one you never heard of. I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's me, one you never heard of. I push it harder for the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you say it's all I. Hip hop, you say it's all I.
Welcome, 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 and good evening. I'm co-host, the Perla Negra, and I am joined by the actual host, Sergio Atterbury. How you doing tonight, Sergio?
Oh, I'm on fire tonight. I'm on fire. It's epiphany all day, anyways, all day. We here. We in the building.
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to King and Queen's Quarters, and this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? King, Sergio, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
When don't I? I mean, because the boss of all bosses instituted this. He instituted the energy. I mean, we here.
And it's all good, too. Yes, absolutely. I got mine on. I keep mine on. Absolutely. Now, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stop and give a big shout out and thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And he goes by the name Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, a baby, baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of on Amazon, Instagram, and RawLinksBRaw at Facebook.com. And you can't get them over there? Holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we'll be sure to get you to adorn your body with one of these magnificent pieces of jewelry. Tonight is open mic. And we want to hear, what is it that we want to hear, Sergio?
Look, come through, it's open mic, do what you like, baby, baby. You know what I mean?
Baby, baby.
So,
yeah.
Don't hit that dial-in number. Don't be shy. Don't try to say goodbye. Say hello to what's happening. We here.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Now, I pulled out a piece that I had told you ever write so much that you forgot that you wrote certain pieces. I hadn't seen or heard this piece in a long, long time. It's been a couple years, but I would like to perform it for y'all tonight, if you don't mind.
Hey, bring it to the forum. Now, man, we want to hear what's going on. The mic is yours.
Thank you, thank you. All right, this is untitled, and it's kind of it's a little short, but I still like it because this was coming from a time when I was actually healing, and I was getting myself through it. So here it is. For so long, her heart was a ghost town that the only occupant was the sound of wind. Wind so strong that hope couldn't even take up residence. You see her scars there when she got cut. And though you understand pain, you'll never know how much healing it took. Because only she knows how deep the wounds go. She bears those scars because her love has always been higher than her ego. And her understanding and consideration for feelings is greater than any conflict that may ensue. That emotional bond she'll form with you will never allow for the weight of a fight or an argument to survive, because the peace, love, and harmony of her spirit will always end it with being in each other's arms. She brings so much intimacy, honesty, freedom, and respect for personal space, that jealousy and third party are non-existent. She treasures and treats your heart better than her own. So she ties your shoes, not only because she doesn't want you falling for someone else, but because she cares. And that's their piece.
Lovely piece. Lovely piece. Don't say I felt every movement of that. So, end of the day, we got to give it up for LaPearl and Negra. Always coming through with some beautiful, lovely pieces. You know what I mean? If y'all don't give no claps and snaps, we don't hear it, but I'm going to do that and give the snaps and claps. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's always wonderful. Look. Look. You be doing
so
your thing
much.
Always. You're very welcome. You always rock it out the way you always do. You know what I mean? So we got to give folks their flowers online. You know what I mean? And that's what we're here to do. You know what I mean? So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you very much. Now, speaking of snaps and claps. You are the one that never puts your pen down. You just—it's like—it's almost like a magic stick. You just write all the time. So, we are anxious to hear what you wrote for the show tonight. So, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna back up. I'm going to adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I greatly appreciate that. Well, this was a piece dedicated to my fiance, well, one of them, but that's another story, whatever. But this piece is titled, I See. She in the backyard planting her seeds in the garden. Baby, do your thing. I'm on the deck writing something. No tunes, just your energy sparking my pen game. Usage of a pen name bring forth the unexplained. Walk in the grass, barefoot, hug your body, kiss your neck. It's an Atterbury thing when you love and respect. The woman who deserves everything that you serve, hearing all that you say, I prefer you being heard. Communication key to your heart, soul, and mind. You're my beautiful sunshine, loving you is a crime. Addicted to your kindness, the chemistry bind us, pure, natural, and raw, never seen before, find us. Whatever I thought before, through outdoors, wasn't right. So I prayed day and night, God gave me hidden sight. Didn't know about you, this angel, yet I saw her in my dreams. My reality will never battle me. We are a perfect team. Sergio.
Yo, you said so many things. You dropped gems. Communication is key. And what did you say? God did what for you?
Oh, I had to suffer back through. What do you mean in the God sense? There was a lot of things going on.
Okay. God will give you the key. He'll light the way for you. That piece was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was like a love piece, and you don't do them often. A lot of times you don't do a conscious piece, and you mean what you say, too, the way you push your energy through your words, and they're all just as good. They really are. But I'm still, like, I'm in awe of how you just can constantly write, and you never repeat anything. There's not one piece that I have heard you spit and you've repeated a line from any other piece in your new pieces. You just be on go all the time.
You know, when you're dealing with dimensional energy, you know what I'm saying? So right now a lot of folks live in the third dimension. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you elevate yourself and move amongst the fifth dimension, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You understand the possibilities of what should be instead of what you want to be. You know what I mean? So you manifest that. You present it out. You lay it out the way it needs to be, like carpet or linoleum inside your apartment. You know what I mean? This is what it is. Mm-hmm. This is what it shall be. Not should be, what it shall be. You know what I mean? So when I say she's out there planting seeds, but at the same time, she, never let her know that she's out there by herself. You go over there and you give her a hug and kiss and, like, just show her, like, sweetheart, I love what you're doing out here. You know what I'm saying? And smile and look in her eyes. So that's what keep her happy, to know that you care unconditionally. You're not just sitting on the porch writing whatever you're writing and then looking over at her when I know. Show her, well, I know you was doing that over there. She might think like that. Might not express it to you, but she saw you over there. But you took time out of yours, whatever schedule you scheduled out, and you went over there and hugged her and kissed her and then went back to what you was doing just to show her that you care, that the love is in the air. You know what I mean? So that's what it's about in this world. You know what I mean? Whether you live in three-dimensional or you're hot on the higher echelon of the fifth dimension. If everything is
absolutely
energy. Right.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Sergio. We're gonna pay some bills real quick, and then when we get finished, we're gonna come back and open up this first mic. Is that all right with you?
Hey, that's what's up with me. You know what I mean? Let's get it.
All right.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back. All right, King, let's open up this first mic. We got ourselves a Sinister Spittle. Hey, Sinister Spittle, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Yo, what up? What's good?
Hello. Sorry, I was talking while I was muted.
okay. All right. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. Finishing up dinner, and I stay warm. It's cold as It's cold as all get out all over the nation right now. 8 degrees here.
I know, man. We just got hit with a snowstorm, and I was hoping we would get through this winter. I'm in Philly, and I was hoping we'd get through this winter without any snow, but today it just, like, bam, it hit us, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to find my boots.
No, I like this snow. No, we get ice more than anything. Like, we were supposed to get a bunch of snow, and we got a little bit of snow, but we got a lot of ice. I hate ice. I don't like cold anyway, you know, really.
I'm right there with you.
You know, snow's a hell of a lot easier to deal with. So. But anyway, no, I'm in a great mood. I just submitted my chat book, which the winner will be announced. There will be three winners announced in April. I will be one of them. It will be the spring of spitalization. Watch out, world. Here I come.
Congratulations. That's awesome. That is so awesome. I can't wait.
All right. All right. Man, rock it out, brother.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Now, it's open mic tonight. You never disappoint. So what did you bring tonight for our listening pleasure?
Well, I mean, you know, even though I'm in the mood, I tend to be surrounded by some rude-ass people of late. So I got a little, you know, slap in the back of the face.
Okay.
A little fun.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This is How the Rude Don't Elude. Morning of hatred boils my brains. I think I'll get high. Maybe watch a flick. If I'm lucky, a tent will commence. My wrist will flick enough to amuse release of the anger inside. Come on, one-eyed Willie, grab your horn. Because people aren't strange. More like the slimy shit I take at 4 a.m. Makes you itchy, crabby, and it rather stinks. You can't even count on a neighbor to be on point. Everyone around me is a piece of shit. Guess that's why my asshole is my best friend. He may be back there, but honestly, he's a prick the whole time. With him, you know what you're getting, if you know what I mean. Like a sneeze on a sleeve. You see, a treat. Nowadays, people you meet are more like roadkill. See, if you approach it like that, there's no surprise. Everyone's just fucked from the jump. It's not like frog legs. Not to eat, but beat a brat. They say certain people like to eat cats. I'd rather line them up. Dance them in a chamber with derelicts. Come on, everybody, it's time for World War II drudgery. As for gassy asses, this world needs to be forgotten. Run around the stage in my skinny boys. Training reason and waves, I break through your bullshit. But how? I don't know. I can't, won't save you. Terrible questions hang from your social fat. Crushing instinct and resolve with brute fingers. Tell me how to kill the sacred goat of frivolous meanings bent on deceit. I hate you. There's no love locked behind bars miles and thousands away from choice. Oh, I hate them. Simple-minded retards. Oh, deviation falls from crushed tongues of glorified falsehood. You wear as crown. Might I continue a rant from my short pants? Behind doorbells that never ring, my mind swings in very staccato shows not meant to be seen as I see too much. And I'm wondering a neck. No one rings my phone. Thoughts, kindred spirits are whack-ass bitches needing a fairy. The thoughts delirious is the grind of callous things you even at home. How come we can't set ablaze those obtuse? Greedy, vacant stares. I loathe the cringe in your indecision. But honesty is the best policy. Regardless, your quizzical skanks, dirty boots, lost feeling one would know. Even home, there's none. I'm just alone. The Bakery breeze.
Wait a minute. You said... Your asshole is your best friend. he may be back there, yeah. But what else? What was it you said after you said he may be back there, but what? Or behind?
He may be back there, but seriously, he's a prick the whole time. You know exactly what you're getting.
Yo. I've been cracking up the whole time after you said that. I was like, okay. That was a dope piece, yo. And I can dig it. I can dig it. When you say you've been surrounded lately by a certain type of folks, you know, I think we have all experienced that at one time or another in our lives. Luckily, I have learned that I don't have to be amongst them butthead, you know, to remain relevant. I used to think that I had to be out there and be around them, you know. Now, I don't give two shits. I keep to myself pretty much, you know. And I will go where it's real love for me and not a bunch of dishonesty and a bunch of, you know, hateful hearts and stuff. But I really like that piece. That my asshole, my best friend. At least you know what you're getting with that one every single time. So that was a dope piece. What you got for that, Sergio?
Yo, like, you really enter the chambers of yourself to exploit the permission of what needs to be said instead of what's hidden dead. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy the piece hearing it. You know what I mean? Like, you really set the bar upon yourself on, like, of what you displayed out there. You know what I mean? So, like, yo, great salute to you, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Senator, you be doing your thing. Every time when you come through on the show, you know what I mean? So, keep doing what you're doing, bro. You know what I mean? We appreciate having you, and we appreciate hearing what you got to say.
Absolutely. You know, you have this, it's almost like a dark humor with you, but you get your point across, and that's why I'm a fan of yours. Sometimes you got to really listen to what you're saying, because you can get a little fast in your in the way that you spit, which is flow, but it's dope. I feel like, yo, did he just really say that shit? That was all right, though. That was all right. And appreciate you coming by. You know, I always say it's always an open mic here waiting for you. So I'm going to escort you over there to the Royal Lounge, and you can grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love,
baby. One love, one mic. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Yo. He said is his best friend. At least you know what you're getting, though, because he's always there.
Yeah, he be on one. He definitely do.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
You know, I got a song for him, though. I definitely do. You know what I mean? And I'm going to throw that in the air right now. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Epiphany Radio, where we get down with the commentary and the poetry and the music. So feel me on this one.
Yes, yes. Two.
Metro!
Yeah, yeah, drinking dope, turn me to a superhero, yeah, yeah. Hit that pill, turn me to a superhero, yeah, yeah. Roll my 90s, turn me to a superhero, yeah, yeah.
Metro, don't trust
me. I'm in that dope again, I'm in that flow again, switch up the flow again, yeah, yeah. Flat in the parachute, gripping that pole again, I'm on that all again, yeah, yeah. Candy in the cup, gotta get paid, king of the streets, young mage, friend of the crowd, take it to the grave, ain't having problems, I'm sipping the bar, shout out to Dallas, my f*** is a star, get rich, better take you to war, piss on your casket, shoot at your bra, do you something nasty, roll you in a gun, get graphic, put me in a car, I get your brand new roller tomorrow, I put that brand new roll on your arm, ain't even slow, but I'm still on hard, tennis braces and they came with the frost, Cuban links all the way up to your jaw, step up the swag when I step on a bra, $2 half,
cheapest one, stacking these oranges up like coupons. Told you from never again, upper echelon. I get the stacking up, I'm untouchable. I get the represent, money multiple. I'm at the top of the charts, unapproachable. Bread by the loaf, turbo the motor, tic tac toe. Kill another vulture, selling the boats. Do yoga, I deserve rewards. Serving these boulders, 100 grand large, run a shop, that's a total. Fill up the garage. I'm a mogul, ain't no facade, ain't no fugazi. I jump it off, I get paid, drop top rush, I'm going crazy. I push off, smoking on haze, not trying to floss, Cartier shade, candy in the cup, gotta get paid, king in the streets, young the maid, spreading on the crowd, take it to the grave. Ain't having problems, I'm sipping the bar, shout out to Dallas, my f*** is a star. Get rich, ready to take you to war, piss on your casket, shoot at your bra. Do you something nasty, roll you in a gun. Get graphic, put me in a car. I get your brand new roller tomorrow. I put that brand new roller on your arm. Ain't moving slow, but I'm still on R. Tennis braces and they came with the frost. Cuba links all the way up to your jaw. Step on the swag when I step on a bra.
Soft night feeling. Try you be a hero. But live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
As soon as you up it, wanna bring you down. The weight of the world, head on my shoulders for the crown.
I ain't got a case, so I can't save you now. Wanna hate you, I'd rather see you drown.
And the world keeps spinning, like I'm the only one. And
am I the only one?
Why? They don't wanna see you
under that.
So who's really the villain?
Things would work better if I could get myself off of mute. I swear. I'll be talking and like, oh, wait a minute.
Nah, we good out here in these streets. I mean, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we need to have ourselves looking out here like a villain. You know what I mean? But a light villain. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We superheroes out here. Heroes and villains. You know what I mean? Do you need to be a villain against the darkness? You know what I'm saying? But still be a hero? That's where we at. Heroes and villains.
That's
superhero.
Okay.
Look, sis. Also remember, the 25th is that's when that full moon it's the hunter's moon, but it's the wolf moon. So it's the hunter's moon. So people better be prepared next week. You know what I mean? I'm just giving y'all perception of what need to be thrown out there. You know what I mean? Prepare yourself for next week because we gonna be on one next week. We gonna be. We gonna be out here.
I hear you.
This is epiphany all day. They need to learn to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Me and the Divas, we be out here. We adapt to
absolutely
any that's out there. Word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All right. You ready for this next caller, King?
We gonna next caller. Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? We gonna bring in Mr. or Mrs. 408. We don't even know, but let's get it. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yo,
welcome. We got area
code
408.
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Who this?
This way busy, man. What you up to, man? You all crazy tonight,
huh? Nah, you
just
inviting yourself to the party. Who are you in this universe? 408, that's all we know. Who are you? Let everybody know.
It's 2468, you know what I mean? Who do you appreciate? This is your host with the most from coast to coast, baby. Come on. Way
all
busy.
Right. That's what's up.
That's what's up. What's good? What's cracking?
A long time no hear from.
Yeah, I know, man. I've been chilling, you know what I'm saying? Just doing what I do best, you know, and I hear you all talking about what I'd be doing best, and that's giving it away for free. That's the love, baby. I hear you all talking about that love thing. Yeah, love.
Always.
Yeah, love means so many things. Not a seal of approval or diamond rings. It means to me a very great deal of trust and honesty.
Oh.
In how you feel. Because I'll tell you something, man. Look at these people out here today. Come up to you and want to say all this stuff. You got to listen to 5,000 words before you get to one or two things that you can work with. You know what I'm saying? So this takes time. I got waste no time if you ain't going to be reflecting what I be projecting to y'all. That's what I got to say. Come on, man.
Go off.
That's
poet,
what's up.
Go off. That's right. That's right. It's
that's
all
right.
Love, too.
Word.
Yeah. Look, there's a whole bunch more I got to say, but I only got a short amount of time to do this, so I want to make a deposit of love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a love bank. Let me just go ahead and get you to open the door, and let me just go ahead and give it to you right now.
All right, brother. But let the callers out there know exactly who you are. You know what I'm saying? Let them know.
Yeah, well, this is your host, like I said earlier, with the most, you know, from coast to coast. Worldwide, baby, without end. You know what I mean? When you walking in love, you know love generates love, y'all. And, you know, some people be reflecting
right.
What you be projecting, but other people don't be reflecting because they don't understand what you're saying. Now, just because they don't understand, they need a helping hand. So when you think of your fellow man, lend them a helping hand and put a little love in your heart because the world will be a better place.
All right. The mic
that's
is yours.
What's up. Yeah, get busy, brother.
All day long. And nighttime, too, like you can see, in the dark, because there is no darkness when the light's on, but some people be in the dark. But when you bring the light and you shine it, they say, oh, I see what you're saying. From that position, they can turn around and see where you're coming from. It's from a big heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was dope. That was dope. You gave it to us like you said you was going to. Quick, you came through here
rubbing it raw.
That's all right.
That's the way you like it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to respond to that one. I'm gonna leave. I ain't gonna touch that.
Yo, you gave us that ODB energy just now. You know what I'm saying? That old dirty bastard energy. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like peace.
Absolutely.
You gotta let it go, you know what I'm saying? Because some stuff's gonna keep you down. But when you let that stuff go and you grab hold of what I'm talking about, you're going higher than you ever been before. Because when there's a storm, you can go above it. You don't have to go through it. But if you do go through it, you're still standing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, come on.
I know that's right. I love your style. You remind me of. And I haven't been to one in a long time, but the DJ in the club, you just got that easy flow. But it, you know, you keep us going. We counting on you to play the next song, but we like to hear your voice in between as well. It's a dope flow, and you are just full of this great energy. Always have been, and it's good to hear you tonight,
yeah.
Man. Don't be a stranger though.
I love you guys, man.
Thanks. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we good out here in these streets and all that, so, yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're going to keep it straight, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know how to keep it straight because they never had the discipline. They got little children inside of them still. They an adult body, but they got a little kid inside of them that gets them in all kinds of trouble. But they got to let that little boy sit down, let the man or the woman stand up so we could deal with this. We could deal with this together, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to take responsibility for what we're doing, you understand? Otherwise, the world's going to be messed up.
That's right.
Well,
you just remember, Harlem and Philly is in a building right now. So we already know where it's at. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right, Wade. Thank you so much for coming through. Don't be a stranger. It's always an open mic waiting here for you. And I'm going to escort you over there to the Royale Lounge. I want you to grab yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby.
Sure. Baby.
One mic.
One mic.
For those of you that didn't hear him say his name, he did say it, but he was speaking really, he's speaking real fast. His name is Way Busy, okay? And I think his energy, his personality, you know, it suits his name, or his pen name suits him, okay? So I hope y'all enjoyed that. I know I did.
And you know what? Because he came with that high profile, glow, sound, colors, energy, I'm gonna play a song before we bring the next caller in. I mean, yeah, that's where we at.
All right.
Started off in the streets, how it started. Now I put my heart on the beat, that's what I do. I'm never falling asleep, no. I don't need Molly, I'm geek, I don't need the Molly. Tell me who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Tell me who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Yeah, yeah. Who working harder than me,
yeah.
I had to get off my ass and prepare and go get the money. I don't entertain what these niggas saying, I keep it 100. Talking to God when I pray in the morning, I tell him I want it. Telling my mama to pray for a baby, I'm running from karma. I had to start living right, so I switched up my life and I picked up a mic. I'm feeling picky tonight, I feel like I can hit any bitch that I like. But I gotta give all my love to the music, I can't even do it. And God is the reason I'm in this position, I'll never confuse. I started off in the streets,
that's how it started.
Now I put my heart on the beat,
that's what I do.
I'm never falling asleep,
no.
I don't need Molly, I'm geek,
I don't need the Molly.
Tell me who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Tell me who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Yeah, yeah. Who working harder than me,
yeah.
I had to get on one knee by my head and ask God for forgiveness. All of this shit that a young nigga did to get in this position. I got that pack on the way and I'm selling it all in the trenches. Remember back in the day I was starving, I ain't have a penny. But that ain't get the best of me, I had to get out and go learn the recipe. I gotta keep all my real niggas next to me. We working hard every day like some Mexicans. I played the cards, I was dealt, ain't no pressure. I gather my thoughts and arrange them collectively. Me and my niggas, we did it together. If you don't work hard, then I don't want you next to me, hey. I started off in the streets,
that's how it started.
Now I put my heart on the beat,
that's what I do.
I'm never falling asleep,
no.
I don't need Molly, I'm geek,
I don't need the Molly.
Tell me who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Tell me who working harder than me,
who working harder.
Yeah, yeah. Who working harder than me,
yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Your music is so dope. That one, I think, is the first one that I heard, and it didn't take me back to the summertime riding a 10-speed with my Keds on and my pom-pom socks, and, you know. But it still was dope nonetheless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We are back. And we'll be right back. Give me one. Be right back.
We Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
All right. We're back again. This is Epiphany Radio, and you are listening to King and Queen's Quarters. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. All right, Sergio, I've really got to get used to saying that name. You got another piece for us tonight? Because I got a little something here. Sergio, you still with us? You muted?
Yeah, I was muted. I'm sorry about that. Let me just say it for y'all. Sergio Atterbury. I mean, suave, cool, always about everything. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, how you want to do this, LaPearl? You know what I mean? You want me to go first? You want to tackle? You want to go in there? You know me. Women, you know what I'm saying? Queens before kings. You know what I mean? So,
all right. Yeah. I had something new. I just wrote this not too long ago, and I don't know what happened. It just, like, it disappeared. But I'll give you something else. I had to click on it.
All right, well,
let's,
you know how we do. Let's go for what you know.
All right. This one is a little on the naughty side, but I'm going to try to keep it, you know, kind of light. This is called Pacified Reminiscence. Someone asks about my guilty pleasures. I tell him I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasure. Nonetheless, we were pressure. So I am reminiscing upon fallen feelings of past hidden memories of stimulating energy exchange. From when he'd become intoxicated, inhaling sacred spaces of me and paint love on my skin. Hijacking my attention as thoughts of him startle sensations of invasions in hidden parts only he can visit. But these are my favorite emotions. My mind plagued with injected thoughts of him mounting me as his hands colonize my waist and hips and lower lips. The pictures in my memories of us and that mirror are an everlasting scene. As everything in me cries to the universe for our energies of rhythmic collisions of skin to convene. That lascivious match of lust was quickly struck, igniting the fire of a deep-rooted desire to be touched. Specifically, as he touched me. I miss the way his face gets drenched while I squirt and make that beautiful mess, allowing my orgasmic cup to overflow when he gives me permission to quench his thirst. Then just devours every single drop he could catch. Now I'm borderline obsessed. I wonder if he misses my scent. And that's that piece.
I had to, like, fall back for a minute. I got kind of a little mesmerized when I became a little confused when I, like, who am I? I mean,
you know, I gave you a heads up.
I know I go by all these different monikers, like, I'm like, who am I? I need to talk to the Lord.
That's what I'm saying. Usually Lord is the naughty side. So maybe that's the one.
Yeah, I know, but you know, Lord had been held captive in a dungeon somewhere. So
okay.
You know, I just, you know. But you never know when somebody might unlock the key and let him out.
Hey, make it do what it do, baby. Yeah. No, what you bring
up? That was a beautiful and lovely piece. I enjoyed hearing it, and it was very highly spirited, and I really enjoyed it because I was like,
had me twitching my eyes a little bit, like.
Thank you.
I was like, woo.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, but like, let's guess who's in the room. You know what I mean? But,
Oh, man.
I'm in the building, but I have a piece right now. It's called Another Woman's Treasure.
The mic is yours.
Drawer is empty as the challenging thoughts become displayed. If it's not happening, leave this man in the wave. There's a lady waiting closely, trying to get on his stage. His pen and pad is already writing out what to say. Everyone is not for everybody, somebody for someone. No alignments or form doesn't matter where you come from. Based on the outcome, a new series might begin. Call me J.W. Atterbury or Mr. Joel Washington. Son of a son, this son carried power of the sun. Other ladies ran, why run from the warmth just begun? Gave time to circumstances with elaborative answers. This lion is not a panther. I live next to dancers. From a Leo tribe that never hides, we in and out the jungle. The way we hug, kiss, and cuddle, protection near my tunnel. Escaping the past, I laugh. Pray to God, walking the path. Couples laugh, having a blast. So there's no need for a mask. The flash, Sergio.
Nice. Very nice. Sam, you on a love vibe tonight, and ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm all about the love and light and peace and blessings, all of that good stuff. Trust me, no matter where it's coming from, where you're directing it, love is always welcome. So I appreciate that piece, man. That was
yeah,
all right.
I appreciate that. You know, that was one of my dedications to a special lady that I'm indulging with, so you know, I would try to give her flowers and a present. So, yeah, that's what that was at.
Okay, that's all right. I think almost every girl will. I'm put it like this: what girl doesn't love a flowers and cards kind of guy? You know, that the gentleman. So that's what's up. Absolutely, I know I'm one that appreciates it. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I got another piece, you know, because
let's get it, let's go.
All right, this is called, and this one is pretty old too. This is called My Heaven on Earth. I'm gonna try to keep it a little clean for y'all. Thank you. You give my skin a testimony every time we touch. Because you breathe life into me with every word, and the sound of your voice brings my overflow. As you allow the stress of my day to run down your chin, and I'm just enamored with how you love to bathe in it, and your selflessness sharing the taste of me with you. Our sexual energy exchange goes beyond an act of passion. It's an honor and reverence of the worship to love itself. You are my divine counterpart because you penetrated my soul long before penetrating my flesh. As you touch me there and there, oh, right there, my entire energy is tempered as yours lingers inside me and I inhale the thought of we. Every time you part my lips, the gates of heaven open up to my heart. I just want to fuck every one of your fantasies out of us. Because I love the way you look at me. And I'm... selflessness of you sharing the taste of me with you. You know, I really, really like that. You are the only one who possesses the quality to make my sacred space home. Taste me again and scribe our next chapter of this celestial gathering of stardust and moonlight with your tongue between the lips you've made home. Because just as spring inevitably seasons over into summer, I fall in love with our love story endlessly. You stimulate the poet in me. So wrapping my mind around you feels so damn good. Your energy is like water, glistening as if the stars were echoing their story in the opening night sky. And it moves my pen stroke, creating masterpiece after masterpiece. I didn't think it was possible to be alive and this close to heaven. But it is. Masterpiece. Try to keep it clean.
Keep it clean. You trying to get this party started right now. You trying to... You know what? It's all right. I love you as my co-host, but I see, like I said, you be trying to get this party started, but you know I'll be already on deck. I mean,
I know.
That was a dope, beautiful, and lovely piece. Because I was just like, I had to really make sure my mic was paused and everything. I was just like...
Thank you.
Nah, I'm about to go right after you on that. I'm about to go right after you.
Because we got another hand up.
we'll get to that hand up in a moment. This piece right here is called Next to You.
The mic is yours.
Back again on the weekend, speaking to your insides, wondering if my invitation is valid to get you open. While you're sitting, contemplating all the ways that feel good, here's a whisper to consider what's meant for you to have. Allow yourself the real pleasure that you want while I'm here. I'm so locked inside your love belt that desire is weird. Is my elixir that affects your taste buds from below. Allow my mouth to resurrect that purified happiness. As I continue to kiss between your inner thighs, enjoy the high, take your time sipping on that tonic from me to you. This position of ascension is soul to soul upon your soul. This is an energy transfer that is worth more than some marriages. Relax your body upward as your back press my chest. While my fingers massage your love best, your regular beat is irregular. For right now, we are good on this finale. Until next time, this is another part of me from the Lord and Divine, Sergio.
Yo. I am a very, very visual person, and I saw all of that, especially the arch of the back and put it up against your chest. I'm like, okay. That was very sensual.
Don't start nothing that you don't want to finish it without. Thank you.
Don't
you
threaten me
right
with a good time.
Don't invite me to a good time that might be pantomime, because I'll jump out of mine. I mean.
That's what's up. That was a dope piece. I love it. It was very sensible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice. Now, let's open up this next microphone. We got ourselves one of Epiphany's own, host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Hi.
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What's good?
All I can say is happy Monday, King Gatterbay, and my diva, Danielle, the Perla Negra. Let me just say this to my bro first. Yo, I be looking at your TikTok. You are not playing in these streets, my dude. I appreciate that because I follow you, and thank you. La Perla Negra, you said that the reason you know the day of the week is because of me, and all I can say is y'all make it a possibility. I didn't have a mic tonight, but I was going through something, and I didn't even go to the Small House of Poetry AM Drive this morning, so I needed to fit. So I'm just so happy to be part of the Epiphany Universe because this is it. Thank y'all.
No, that's what's up. But you know what you've been seeing out there now, that's that Sergio Atterbury energy right now. I mean, ain't no King Atterbury. It's Sergio Atterbury. I mean, I'm on a whole different surge of an emerge. I mean, so that's what you've been
Absolutely.
Seeing.
Absolutely.
So I was in middle school wearing Sergio Vellante's, and all I can say is, what did you just tell the Perla Negra? Don't tempt me with a good time. My dude, if you don't get your life together,
Sergio, have you feeling any kind of way without saying anything? I mean, just looking at you in a certain way and say, like, well, let me get comfortable and take my panties and pants off right now because it's one of those type of things. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that, young man.
Diva, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you are another one who never disappoints. Are we going to get a freestyle, a key style, or something written off of what you wrote?
So what I'm gonna say is this. I see my partner in a Epiphany chat. I find my surgery out.
Yeah, don't get all confused off of what I just said. Now, man, we got to have a private conversation any day of the week.
I'm like, get my life together.
I can help you get your life together.
Okay. Pump the brake. We're going to do one of two things. This is a little game that I play on Clubhouse, not just in the Small House, but on Clubhouse. So I say one or two. You don't know if one is a key style or a freestyle because I'm either going to freestyle around a piece I wrote previously or I'm going to give you one strictly off the dome. So I'm going to let who's asking the question. Is it you, Danielle? I hope so because I can't trust my boy right now. <He's about laughs> my...
Oh, you know this time.
Let's
go
get my
bro
control together.
Oh, God. Let's go with number one.
I'm just saying, it's just your bra. It's just your bra.
See, my bro.
Whenever you ready. Yeah. Whenever you ready. The mic is yours. Y'all cutting up tonight.
Wait. I can't breathe. Okay. So I'm back.
I'm muting myself.
So I'm going to key style this piece because I wrote it previously. Let me see when. Oh, on 7/30 in 2013. I titled it Miss Lady. I'm going to key style this for y'all. Because thank God my sister picked it. So let's go. Miss Lady.
Mike is yours.
Thank you, Diva. Miss Lady, I know her name. She holds her head high when she walks, uses kind words when she talks, smiles often, laughs loudly, always on the go. Where to? I don't know. She wears pretty hats and flowing dresses, sometimes a string of real pearls, as a matter of fact. Imagine that. Very little makeup, perhaps some
lip liner or eyeliner, maybe a gloss, but she's not one to flirt or flaunt. Heels click as he descends the stairs. Seems to be flowing on air. Hair swept back with little care. Miss Lady, who we call her, around my way. One of these days, I'm going to be bold and strong enough to approach her. Someday. I haven't done it previously, but I know that I need to because she's been fired. She makes me feel like this is what a woman should look like when she's a lady. And as far as I'm concerned, I need to be walking in the footsteps that she leaves behind, because women sometimes forget that they have to remind themselves that there are women who walk before them who would not have naked, nor were they sick what their mama gave them. They were being ladies all the time, not just in the street. In peace.
First off, it's something about the way you say, hey, Miss Lady. It's so soft and gentle. It almost reaches into the little girl inside the woman. But this whole piece calls the attention of that lady, that real woman inside of us. And this was really, really, just, it was sweet. And it was really, really beautiful. And yes, it makes the woman take a look at herself and find that part of her that tells her to keep on going. And this was really, really beautiful, Gina. Thank you. Sergio Atterbury, what you got for that?
I personally feel it was a beautiful, wonderful piece. And I definitely resonated on that energy. And there's nothing else to say. I just enjoy and appreciate you coming through, you know what I'm saying, dropping that off to us. You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely A1. And I'm just like, Gina always comes through and do her thing. You know what I mean?
I know, but I would have to pick what I'm going to do. When I say one or two, I appreciate and I trust the process. So I want to thank you, Sergio.
You
I wasn't ready.
Gina. Look, but no, you did your thing, though, as always.
La Perla Negra, I don't even know that queen's name to this day. She was just one that I watched from a distance. But she didn't know the impact that she had on me being the woman that I am. And sometimes you're an influencer without credit. So whomever she is, thank you, Mommy. I appreciate you for laying down that foundation so I could be a better me. Because I've always been a girly girl, but she wasn't a girly girl. It was Miss Lady. Miss Lady laid it out for me. I appreciate that. So I thank y'all. I'm part of the
appeal.
And I'm here to support. And I love y'all. And I'm so glad it's Monday because I get a chance to spit this morning. Oh, y'all made my
night. Oh, that's what's up. But before you skate up out of here and I escort you over there to the Royale and Am, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Okay. January 27th, you can catch Just Jay and Gina at the Just Jay and Gina show here at Epiphany Universe. Where at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, we will be PJs, poem jockeys, spinning your tracks, sending your MP3s to Just J, all lowercase, J-U-S-J-A-E, Gina, G-E-N-A, show at Gmail. We'll put them in rotation. We're not DJs, we're PJs. We're going to spin those poems and make sure that you get heard and you get on, because we love what you do, and we love the fact that you will come through and support us the way that you would a radio station when you're calling in because you want to hear your favorite track, or you call into a radio station and you give a dedication. We're dedicating our time
when we're not doing open mic, the poets are sitting inside. So get on the playlist. We're here for it. We love you. One love, one mic. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That really was a beautiful piece. It really was. And if you could hold on 1 second, we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Brady, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back. We are back. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1. We love you to join us. And as they said, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Baby.
All right, Sergio, we got another caller up in here. Let's say we open up your mic.
732, let's bring the person through.
Yes, area code 732. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
It is Edwina. How y'all doing?
Sneak it up in here with a different number, girl.
Yeah, Edwina who?
What's up,
Edwina? Tell her name, Edwina who?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yo.
What's up, E?
I'm all right. I'm a little raspy right now.
That's all right. It's all right. We can hear you. We can still hear you clearly.
Yeah, we
You ain't been out there playing in that snow, have you? Is it even snowing
What's
over here in Jersey?
Oh,
yeah.
It's snowing out here. Flurries down here.
Yo.
Look, it's flurries down here in Cape May.
No, ain't no flurries. It's a full-blown snowstorm over
Cape May
got
flurries. Heavy flurries down here in Cape May. Where, since 3:30. Yeah.
Look, I gotta find my snow boots. I'm feeling some type of way. I gotta be out in this mess tomorrow. It's cold and it's snow, and I don't want to play in it no more. I'm past that stage. I want to move where it's hot all the time.
go to Florida. Shit.
I don't know. Florida, they got alien sightings over there right now.
Oh, God.
I go over there.
Then, you know what? Then how about going to a planet called Nowhere? Go to a planet called Nowhere. You'll be all right.
I'm all right. I'm all right wherever I go. I'm all right. I'm just bad. But Queen, this is open mic tonight. How you been? How you been? Long time no hear.
What's good? What's up?
You know, fighting a good fight. There's a bunch of different things, but you got to keep it moving.
I hear that. I hear that. Yeah. You want to stay in the fight, keep moving, and it'll be all right. Eventually, everything's going to work itself out, and guess what? You're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You always win. Mm-hmm. You're on the right side, okay? You're absolutely on the right side. That's right. Claim that. Now, like I said, it is open mic, so, and you're another one. You never fail to, you know, you never disappoint. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight, Queen?
I'm trying to see, as they know, who was in the building. If it's, Penny King? Is it Sergio? Who are we poeting?
Oh, we got Sergio up there.
We got Sergio Annaberry,
on one.
Sergio. Sergio. That's when the woman said, oh, Sergio.
Oh, my God.
All of you here is on one.
I bet he got on a robe. You got your robe and you got your taco meat showing. You got your taco meat.
I got everything showing, baby. If you want to lick something, touch something. You know what I mean? I'm here. Exit zero, baby, baby.
Oh, please don't encourage him.
Exit zero, baby, baby.
All right. Oh God! All right, I got something that I don't know. Okay, all right, I'm gonna read this one because it came up. But yeah, I've been writing a bunch of different stuff lately, and I've been like, I don't know. My mind has been, I don't know. You know what I mean? I guess working through a lot of stuff, you just kind of turn it into a lot of
really, really flowing. Absolutely.
You know, that,
and I'm
that
loving
Sergio
everything
energy
that I'm seeing and hearing, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that
you
Sergio
so
energy can mix, that can mix mesh with a lot of women. You know what I mean? Word.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
Sergio, and your taco meat.
Yeah. See, having you in your dreams and everything. Dreams and things, and forget about King.
That's what my grandmother used to call a chest hair. I hope it ain't got a new name now. But that's what I'm talking about.
Ain't
chest hair. That's the
it ain't chest hair. It ain't chest hair, but you can lick hair.
Oh, God. I'm going to mute myself.
Are you a Neil?
Huh? I'm a whole man on a hat, baby. Baby!
I know that's right. I know that's right.
I'm gonna mute my mic. Yo, Queen, do
okay.
Your thing.
I'm gonna do something short, get out of the way. I don't know what it's called yet. Blackberry brandy, been slow simmering on the back burner. And then it was you in my cup, in my mouth sliding down my throat, and my belly quivers, sending shivers down my spine, and I am warmed from the inside. I close my eyes and imbibe on your bold and your sweet, because blackberry brandy been slow simmering on the back burner. So I put a little bit in my cup and whispered, please be good to me. And then I take a sip and drink you in and moan, in your honor.
All right, now look at here. You're going, all right, I see what you did. I see what you did there, Okay, all right. So I have had blackberry brandy before, and I have put it in a hot toddy, and it's very, very good. But you do have to watch it, because that brandy will sneak up on your ass, and you forget that you are trying to use it as a remedy rather than just a drink, you know. It's really, really good, but that you kind of threw me at the end of that piece with the but
I was thinking about my old Harlem days when they used to call me Blackberry Brandy. You know what I mean?
They used to call me Blackberry Brandy too, King?
Yeah, because when they sip of some of the King, you know what I'm saying, it's like,
What's crazy, Diva, is like everything that you were saying about blackberry brandy is also about what it's really about. And that's like just sitting here thinking about somebody while you're drinking a cup of tea, and you get to the end and you're like, in your honor.
Yep.
Yeah, but when you drink some of that blackberry brandy, you be like feeling all warm and tingly. And stuff talking about. You be acting like you in church talking about.
I messed it up when I was reading it, so I guess it missed it. So it didn't come across that I was talking about. I was talking about somebody I'm crushing.
Well, like a crush. It's more talking about a crush.
Uh-huh.
Like you're thinking about your crush doing the thing.
I'm the crush and the clutch.
Lord have mercy.
<That's what.
laughs> They could be a crush. They could be a long-term thing. They could be a hot and heavy quick thing. But if you refer to them as that blackberry brandy, it all comes out the same. That
right?
Yeah, it's all delicious. I'm trying to tell you.
That's right. And don't forget about the gingerbread, man.
But you don't have a time when you just like when you like not. When you're not really, you know, you're in a dry season or what have you, but you just think about a moment, and you just like, even if it's one that you make up in your mind, and you just like, you sip the tea and the warm that run through your body, just go along with the images in your head, and you're like, it's a good cup of tea, but I'm gonna keep it a cup of tea, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll be like. You're what?
I'm a good cup of coffee, Cafe Bustelo. Woo!
Oh,
God.
Oh, thank y'all.
It's crazy.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You ain't gonna skate up out of here like, dang. Now, listen, you still part of the Tiffany family, okay? But you got to, if you don't mind, would you please let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe. And you got a couple other things going on outside there, too. So, if you would please.
Epiphany, I'll be back on FlySpeak. I'll be coming back to join you guys. I'm not sure. I've been trying to figure out the timing and everything. And this Friday, I'll be featuring at the Willingboro John F. Kennedy Community Center with Poetess, and then I'm doing Self-Care Sunday with Dr. Tariq Singh Sankofa and Nate Senior and them on Sunday morning, and I'm always in the Honey Dripper Room, and I'm always around here. I'm just swinging where I swing at this point.
I feel you on that one. Okay. All right. As long as you're still around, that's what matters.
I'm definitely around. Yes, I will be. All right.
All right. Thank you, Queen. I'm just going to sit here for a minute.
Appreciate
I think
that
you
beef.
Know your way over there to the Royale Lounge. Go on in.
I'll escort her.
Yeah, I see myself
out. Oh, okay. I thought I had to see myself out.
You can hold on to these strong arms, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'll escort you over to the Royale Lounge. You know what I mean? See how the remnants of that? The Royale Lounge.
Yeah.
Oh.
One love, one mic. Oh, we got another hand. We got another call in here, and that just happens to be another member of the Epiphany family. In fact, he is the host of the Inspiration Factory. We got ourselves a divine inspiration. Pastor Paulie, welcome to King and Queen's Carter. King and Queen's Carter.
Yeah,
how you doing tonight?
Pastor Paul. What is
my dude? Been trying to stay warm and stay out. That's that white stuff falling out the sky.
I don't even want to go out there. This will be the second time.
I haven't looked out the window until I heard you say something about it snowing, and I had to peek.
Okay. You know how we do. We don't believe nothing until we see it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it and I got cool.
Okay. Okay. This is Philly. You know, Philly weather is tri-polar. We get all the weather. Okay. Extremely hot. Then we get hot. Then we get warm. Then we get cold. Then we get freezing. Man, we get all of it.
Hey.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
He's still here, Philly.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Philly always going to be around. Now, tonight is open mic.
Yes.
Pastor Farley, Al, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you are another one who might never disappoint.
I have one that I don't think I'm finished with yet, but I'm finished with it for now, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. You know what I say? Poems are never finished. Just pause.
There you go. I like that. So this one is called A Grinning Face, and it's on pause. Thank you. I see a face that's grinning. Grinning at saints who should be winning, but we're not. We are saved and yet still sinning, and that face just keeps on grinning. The number of obedient saints are thinning, and so it appears it is Satan who is winning. Lost is the fire we had in the beginning when we first fell in love with the Lord, when we accepted the salvation we could never afford. So I see that face grinning because our zeal more portrays us as worshiping merely because we are bored. It must be a slap in Jesus' face when he sees how we disrespect his grace, the price he paid that our sins be erased, completely removed from time and space, and that face keeps on grinning because we keep on sinning. Sooner than any of us realize, the price must be paid for believing his lies. The result should come as no surprise when the dead in Christ gloriously arise, and oh, so many shall join in Satan's demise, gnashing of teeth and tormented cries. When, oh, when will we open our eyes? Soon comes the end without goodbyes. Too late to realize how time does fly, and you reject it from paradise above the sky. The day when that face stops grinning, because you see, all along Christ was winning. He had won from the very beginning. For those who sinfully chose to ignore, they shall join with what Satan has in store. And that grinning face will grin no more. Before this also becomes your fate, accept Christ and exchange love for hate, lest you are consigned to the fiery lake and a horror from which you will never awake. I pray for your sake, you don't wait too late.
Always on point.
Always on point.
Always on point.
Yeah. Pastor Paul, you doing right there with his brother. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those that know me know my faith is unwavering, unchanged. Okay. And then you can tell me to turn me away from source. Okay, I promise you that.
I like to hear that. This is for those that
right.
Face jokes.
That's right.
And there's too many out there that aren't really as serious about their eternity as they are about going to the job in the morning, what they going to eat for dinner. You better put your priorities in order.
Absolutely.
You can miss a meal, but you don't want to miss
that
elevator up.
Okay. A lot of people out there that believe that we come from nothing. One day the universe exploded and out popped Earth. Okay. Like, you can't get something from nothing, okay? There is a highest power, a highest, a the most intelligent consciousness, okay? A creator of all, okay? Not just this world, I'm talking about all, okay? That was a beautiful piece, man.
Yeah, you definitely did your thing, Paul, as usual, man. I'm glad you was able to come through tonight. I mean, we appreciate it. Love you, brother.
Love you, brother.
Appreciate you guys, too. Love you both as well. And what's going on in that Royale Lounge I keep hearing about?
Oh,
wait a minute.
Man.
Hold on. Hold on.
We are not going to skip by. The fact that you are a host of one of the shows here on Epiphany, can you please let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Okay, we have, that is Mr. Alonzo and myself, we have the Inspiration Factory, which is a profanity-free poetry and praise platform, the three P's. But there's a whole lot more peace in there. There's protection, there's power, there's prayer. But anyway, that's what we do at 8 p.m. on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 319-527-6300. As with all the rest of the Epiphany's greatness, that's the number. Just give us a call and be sure to press 1 and let us hear from you. We'd be glad to have you. Just make sure you come in. Make yourself to home, and of course, take your socks off.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you both and your listeners.
One love, one mic. God bless you too.
That's what I'm talking about. God bless you. Got some more hands up in here, Sergio. Let's say
yo, who we got?
These mics and let them through.
Yeah, let's throw them in the mix.
I think we did this one, but I'm going to open the mic anyway. We
four
got area
nine.
Code
409. That's where we at.
Oh, 469?
Yeah,
all right.
469.
All right. I'm trying to. I done opened up the wrong mic. Give me a second here. My thing's going berserk. Here we go. Okay.
I got you.
469.
All right. 469, who you are? Where you at?
Yo, what's good? This is MD Live out of Dallas.
Hey, MD Live, what's up? Welcome to King
what
and Queen
what
Quarters.
What's good?
Oh, we chilling. Y'all got
anything,
snow over there?
Anything.
If you can call it snow.
Okay.
I call
got a snowstorm over
here. I'll just call it white dust. That's all it is to me, just white dust.
I wish
yeah,
it was
the same ahead. Shit, but it's... Same shit, different toilet, you know what I mean? But we in South Jersey right now, and we feeling the feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's good to hear from you. It's been a minute, but it's always
word.
Great to hear you up in here.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You know, I had to put my pen back to work, so I came to share.
Well, show us what you got. Yeah, man. Work.
All right.
That's what's up. All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Can I impregnate your mind with thoughts you never conceived? Thoughts that can make you wet. Thoughts that can have your juices running down your legs as you squirm in your seat to compensate for the heartbeat like throbbing between your thighs. Thoughts that get you pressing your breasts as you close your eyes and visualize the many ways my passionate words have touched your soul. Can I impregnate your mind with words untold? Because my name has never lived on the lips of pure black girl magic, let alone has it ever came from the lips of a queen. Can I impregnate your mind with passion fortified nights that take you to a different paradise? Full body tongue massages leading to climactic orgasms. Yeah. The sexy lingerie that you wear, I'll slowly remove and watch you dance your naked frame across the room as the fireplace flames become your backup dancers. steaming shower surrounded by candles and flowers. We produce a visualization of true romance, of true love that everyone needs to learn to give birth to. Can I impregnate your mind with those thoughts and hear you whisper my name? Anthony. 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 In peace.
Are we on some sensual come get this? Come here. Ooh, I almost said yes when you said, can I impregnate your thoughts? I'm like, oh. But you have to excuse me because it's been a while for me. So, you know, the call of the wild be, you know, be messing with me. But I love that piece. I really do.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a beautiful piece.
That was really sensual.
Like, you really did your
thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, put something new to the pen, to the paper.
Always. You know what? I think, I recall, if my memory serves me correctly, you said you were not an erotic writer or, you know, do too many sensual pieces, but the last few times I've been here, you've been bringing us some sexy shit. What's up with that?
You know,
it is definitely welcome and appreciated, but I mean, I feel like, you know, I don't know.
Well,
what's up with this?
That piece right there, that was an impromptu improv piece that I was going to do at an open mic, and then at the end I was going to have just pick somebody out the audience to kind of see if they can continue the flow going. Unfortunately, nobody did it. Nobody wanted to get up there and continue the piece. So I was like, let me get on here and show it again.
All right. Well, that's all right. Sometimes it is like that. But it doesn't take away from your piece. You know, it's still amazing wordplay that you gave us, you know. And I'm a fan. I'm absolutely a fan. So I appreciate it. Thank you for bringing it to us. You know,
word up.
I am going to escort you myself over to the Royal Lounge, and you can grab yourself something to drink. Sit back and put your feet up and take your socks off, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right.
You about to get me cussed out. I'm telling you now, Sergio. Yeah, because this 405 was not the same 405 from earlier. This is a different 405, and I'm about to get fucked.
I tell you,
I'm
going to tell you one thing. Open my goddamn mic and then close me off again. I can come through this motherfucker 2 months in a row and talk to y'all and shit. And you just going to unmute it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you gonna leave my co-host alone, man.
I am cold as fuck. I've been drinking.
You ain't cold as a motherfucker, nigga. We over here 30 degrees in South Jersey.
And see how I get treated. This is how y'all doing, though. Y'all all right?
Yo, we good, man.
Hey, Mr. Metaphor, how you doing, Dave? You know I love you.
I can't complain. Listen, this is a hell of a night. I must say... and I know y'all are here doing the show and everything, but just in case no one noticed, the Eagles is getting a motherfucking ass whooped right now by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Man, did you have to go there? Really?
Yes, I did.
You had to do that?
Yeah,
you knew he was. I mean, you knew he was going to go there.
I did, like, I mean,
I was trying to avoid saying anything about it. I ain't even want to watch the rest of the game. I just muted it and just left the TV on. I'm like, y'all make me, they just make my stomach hurt.
Listen, Jalen Hurts is playing like he just went to a P. Diddy and T.D. Jakes party last night.
Oh, damn.
Kind of fucked up. Yeah, I'm just saying, but.
I guess P. Diddy was up in that party too, huh?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I gotta mute myself
for a second, y'all.
And this is what he told him. He said, take that, bad boy, baby. You know, that's
I
what,
knew
you know, we should have known
a long time ago.
I put on Facebook the other day, I said, put a cowboy fan, said, T.D. Jakes going to be on the grill now. He's providing the meat, but you have to bring your own bones.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you. It's all good. It's all love.
Yo, Dave, what's going on, brother? You know what I'm saying? Yo, we down here in South Jersey, man. We here like 30 degrees and shit.
Man, fuck y'all 30 degrees. I'm not lying. It's 2 degrees here right now.
Oh,
like,
shit.
It's cold as fuck.
I ain't got nothing to complain about. I ain't got shit to complain about. My bad.
I don't know what the temperature is here. It's just fucking cold. Plain and simple. It's cold out this motherfucker.
Damn.
And it's a snowstorm going on literally right now. It ain't nothing but white outside. It ain't dark at all. Okay.
Danielle, I'm looking at the same thing right now. And we'll be looking at it probably till next week. We're going to get above freezing Wednesday and Thursday in the daytime, but then it's going to freeze again at night. It'll be down to 10 at night, so all this shit just going to be ice for long. So any of you ladies listening to the show, hold on, let me say this. Any ladies listening to the show, if you really want to warm my day up, if you send me a picture to my inbox of your left titty, not the right one, because that's like the white stepchild, but just of your left titty, it will make me feel so much better in this cold-ass weather. I'm just saying. And this is not supported by Epiphany Radio or any affiliates. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Sorry,
thank
Dave.
You.
They done already sent that to Sergio. I mean,
oh my
I'm liable to that.
I don't even know who Sergio is. I told you last week I refuse to call you that shit.
I see the left and the right. You know what I mean? And everything's all right.
He said he is not saying he's calling no Sergio.
I remember what he said last week. I mean, that's my too. That's family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely refuse. But I had to slide through and fuck with y'all.
We appreciate that, man.
And especially since the Eagles getting their ass whooped, you know, because Danielle been talking shit all motherfucking year about the damn Eagles and they ain't did shit.
Yes, they did.
It's just that now they're
getting beat by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now.
Yo,
it's tied.
Yo, bro. So I'm saying you gonna drop us off with some poetry, man. You gonna hit
I
us on the head?
Yes.
I got an oldie but goodie since today is Martin Luther King's birthday and shit, and we Black Power and Ungal and everything like that. So
no doubt, man. Yo, we love you, man. Hey, I appreciate that. You can drop us off or something, man. You know what I mean?
I got you. Whenever you're ready, that's called Gangland.
Gangland.
The mic is yours.
All right. Killers we've ever known. Brains blown out for many of those who oppose their way of living. Boys in blue but not crippin'. Packing heat and forever tripping on a killer nigga mission. So many sons missing and mothers crying because they miss them, just listen. This is gangland. Terroristic threats by these terroristic vests. If you're such a badass, I see how long your badass lasts if you take off that vest. But you all just click up like cowards. I call you prostitutes, pussies paid by the hour. Recruiting new members day by day, drafting from the KKK. But I ain't never been scared of that badge, and I'm damn sure not scared of your gun. Like I said, just pussies paid by the hour, and I devour pussy for fun. No justice for Trayvon, Eric, or Michael in a repeat of this vicious cycle. Just a few names to add to the countless others taken from mothers, sisters, and brothers. Multiple shots putting their back while their hands in the air. Prosecute for being black in this fucked up country doesn't care. So we continue to try to survive in this gangland. While the boys in blue on a power trip, the real thugs onto Bloods and Crips. It's those who claim to protect and serve while they neglect us. Now who the fuck gonna protect us? Who do we call if we're in a pinch? Boys in blue learned everything they do from Willie Lynch. We must wake up as a people. Fuck all the blood and cuz. Look at how we're being treated. Shot down daily like wild hogs and rabid dogs. How does America not see it? I'll tell you. This land's portrayed to be so grand, but built by colored hands, but reserved for the white man. But here we are as a people, never considered equal. The force they're using is lethal as they try to make a trilogy out of this sequel. Still I am but one man. But on my own two, I'll stand with my nuts in my hands screaming, fuck you crooked-ass cops and the coward-ass Klan. Trust this. Justice was made for those with skin and no hue. They don't give a damn about me and you. In peace.
Damn.
Damn. Go off,
yo,
poet.
You went straight Donkey Kong with that shit, yo. Like, that was some fly shit. I mean, word.
Yo, thanks, you thanks. Didn't sound like my Poe tonight. You sounded like David. My God. That shit was dope. That was so hard
that
touching
was...
because real is true. Damn, man. I gotta hear
yeah,
that.
That was
cool for the playback.
That was some old Samuel Jackson shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Well, with that said, let me say, motherfucker. Thank you. You know that Sam
Taylor. Yes.
I don't want to leave Sam out.
Damn, that was dope as shit, y'all. I don't know if I heard go off like that before.
Yeah, you know, like
that
I said, Martin Day, you know, so, and if I can add to any of our Europeans listening, our European ladies, friends, if you really want to support Martin's birthday, give a black dude some pussy or some head tonight. That shows you really a part of this movement.
Hey, they not paying me for the day off and shit, MLK, but fuck it, like you just said, give a nigga some head or some bread. I mean, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah.
I mean, word.
Yeah, that's the best breakfast.
I salute
head.
That. I appreciate that. I mean, appreciate you throwing that out there. Y'all women, y'all listen out there, give a nigga some head or some bread. That'd be appreciated.
Oh, my God.
That's it. We have to stand together. And like I say, I tip my hat to Martin Luther King and all his followers back in the day because they marched across the whole state in their motherfucking church shoes. Goddamn.
But hey, we got to be on some real shit, though, Dave. Even though he's a little Coretta, that nigga was out there doing his thing, too, though. You know what I mean?
Let's keep
it real.
Yeah.
You know, that nigga was bucking the fucking when I, you know what I mean?
That's why he said, Jews and Gentiles, Montagues and Capulets, you know, short bitches, big bitches, all that, you know, all that shit, that's whatever he said. I mean, you know, may not necessarily be paraphrasing, but, you know. Yeah, Martin has some extra kids out there. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, one thing about...
Yeah, I'm just saying, Martin was like this. Coretta's at home, but I'm in the zone. I had a dream of a scheme.
Yeah. Coretta, I need you to go to sleep because I'm about to ski. You know, so, just yeah. You know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, you got to share the wealth.
Hey, Dave. Hey,
and Danielle, yes, I am. I am. I seen your group chat message. Yes, I've been drinking tequila since about 7. I'm celebrating
Martin's
birthday.
Listen. What I am trying to say is you are closing the show tonight, and I couldn't think of a much better way to do it, to shut it down for us.
Right, yeah.
You brought your magic, that amazing piece. And I truly, truly appreciate you for coming through with it. Even though I got a little cussed out, I made a mistake. I hung up on, you know, I put you in me. But, you know, it's all good. It's all love. And I appreciate that. So thank you for coming through.
Well, we appreciate
I
you, brother.
Y'all.
We love you, man. Word up.
I love y'all, too. I'm glad I got to close the show out. So, Jared, if you're still listening, that's what your ass get. You didn't get to be the last one tonight. You know. Just saying, and before I go, I just want to give another game update. The score is 32-9 with 4 minutes left.
Really?
You goddamn Eagles ain't no better than some fucking crows or buzzards. Yeah, y'all just sorry as shit. Yeah, anyway, two flies smashed or 3 pennies with holes in them. Y'all ought to be ashamed of y'all damn self. But love y'all to life. Great show since I've been here and everything.
Yeah,
Danielle, we don't want to hear crying and excuses tomorrow and shit. Y'all season is over. And that's for you, Adrian, and for real the poet. Y'all didn't do shit. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. Y'all shouldn't even made it to the playoffs for the way y'all have played tonight. Just wanted to put
one
that
love,
out
one mic.
Hey, one love,
yeah,
one mic.
I know I'm getting moving now. All right, y'all.
All right, peace. One love, one mic.
Damn shame come up and handle us
hey,
like that. But that, it's all right. It's all right.
It's all good.
We got another hand up. You know what? We got one last hand up. I'm gonna let this slide this one time. But we in serious overtime. I don't even know how you got up in here just now. But we're going to open it up. We got one more poet. We got this. This is another host of Epiphany Radio on the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves a Just Jay. Now, why are you going to do us like that, Jay?
I thought my hand was up until I heard Dave said he was the last person. I said, they really going to not just going to overlook me and the rest of it. Then I had to look and say, oop, I ain't even pressed the button.
Oh, no. Exactly.
Oh, no. I didn't press the button.
Well, I'm glad you showed up, brother. I mean, word up. What's going on, Jay?
Yes, sir. Man, some of everything and nothing at the same time, bro.
Hey, man, that's what's up, y'all. I love the cartoon shit. That shit was flying funky.
Oh,
you
man.
I mean?
Yeah.
Black Lad, man. We hoping that's going to go ahead and do something, man.
I think it is.
I'm proud to see that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Word. That was flying funky, man. For real. You know what I mean?
That's huge word. Coming from you, bro. Appreciate that. Appreciate that a ton.
Indeed, man. Word.
Absolutely. It's really, the artist is amazing, the concept, everything about it. I see success in it. So, yeah, keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Yeah, we gotta start doing them his inner story now, you know, the mm-hmm. how he thinks. You know, he's a book reader, dude dressed cool as I don't know what, and dude is out mm-hmm. there smashing them.
Okay.
He's out there smashing them like nobody's business. Like Hawk, except if it's a teenage kid, it's something. Black kid.
That's what's up. Okay. I'm waiting. I am definitely waiting for it to continue. I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. If y'all hear a big crash, that's me losing my balance because I'm trying to do something here. So don't mind me. Go. You know, tonight is open mic. And you know, I'm a fan of whatever it is that you bring. So my question is, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
My brother, I brought a piece about two people staying warm.
All right. That's what's up. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Appreciate y'all. Where is that place? When love like autumn leaves crunch and go, like a wind blown out on a breeze, down the trail, I think love went this way. But love slipped me, treated me frigidly, and dipped down a winding path, leaving me wandering on the track that has so long since went cold. But she did not allow me to freeze, because even love that is cold still can live from the air breathed when it is shared in the shiver. Between two bodies stiff like dry bricks rubbing, while teeth chattering, knock, and spew like stain from a Campbell's soup dream. Having you here is good. Two diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more intense shivering, whittling out our forms with our blankets insulating. Generating the jigger joes until two souls start to glow like coals in perfect efficiency, intertwine and wove. Bodies once stiff now shoulder roll like kittens nestling into optimal position. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray its nocturnal bray, two sticks well rubbed and rattled, now smoother like embers, ready to brave a night in December. Knees bent, backs arched, all limbs pulled to a shared center. And this is how two stayed warm on a cold night in winter. Poem.
Wow. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You softened your voice just a little more than what you normally do, and you slowed your flow just a little bit more than what you normally give us, and you just gave us magic on that. I was looking out the window at the snowstorm as you were spitting this, and I'm like, oh, my pearls. That was beautiful, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you for seeing it.
Bro, you always do your thing, man. You know I'm a fan of your work, so you already know what it is. That's why I call you the Shakespearean. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate your support you've been giving me over there on TikTok, man, because I went over to your page and I was like, dude, got work over here.
It's a little something, man. A little something. But you know, we can, man. So we support each other, man. You know what I mean? Word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm new to this. Just trying to just keep flowing and going, man. You know what I mean? So that's why I rock everything on TikTok, man. But I'm just flowing and going. But like I said, over here, Epiphany, we family. So outside of a family, outside of Epiphany, we support each other, man, with anything that we're doing. And that's how we flow. You know what I mean? Word.
Appreciate
Absolutely.
You, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Beautiful piece. Now, Jay.
Thank you, sis.
Before you skate up out of here.
Oh, Lord.
What can you What? Can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe, please?
Last Saturday, me and Gina did the Just Jay and Gina show, and we will be having another night two Saturdays from now. Let me go ahead and get my mind together. Let me go ahead and get myself together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be having another show in two nights from now. But y'all know we have stuff over here at Epiphany 7 days a week. So y'all come by here anytime and check it out on a hot night. It's going to be there for you. Small House, we got we have Akil Ali and his wife, Shiny Poetess, coming by to do an interview. Yeah, it's gonna be good. I like the dynamic with their in their marriage. I think it's gonna be real encouraging to a lot of people out there who are looking to try to find love. What is as crazy as love is right now, you know, not for anything in the world. It is very bad out here right now. So we're gonna talk about those type of things. From the angle of married people.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, check it out. That's right. About it, Danielle.
All right.
Atterbury,
well,
appreciate y'all
much.
Letting me squeeze up in here.
Appreciate you, too.
Oh, yeah,
you already know, bro.
Appreciate the love, brother. Word.
You know what?
I thought my hand was up.
I want to fuss you out, but I'm going to leave it alone because we in
by you saying you're not going to do it, you have
overtime.
Already done it.
It's all good. But thank you for coming through, always supporting. And I'm going to send you on over there to the Royale, the Elms. I'm going in a different direction. I'm going home. All right?
I heard that. Y'all take
one
care.
Love,
I am out of here.
All right,
one love, one mic, brother.
Well, Sergio, this has been a hell of a
show. Yeah, it definitely has. We did our thing and all that. Appreciate
absolutely.
All the callers that came through. You know what I mean? So,
Before
I take them out with a good song or not, look, we'll see y'all next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern on Epiphany Radio Network for Real Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, now you know. You heard? You know what I mean? So, hey, I appreciate you for coming along with me for the ride and slide, the Pearl of Negra. And look, we'll see y'all next week. Peace, power, and poetry. Word.
Hey. First person shooter mode, we turning your song to a funeral. So them niggas that say they want office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had it locked, but I knew the code. A lot of niggas debating my numero. Not the three, not the two, I'm the UNO. Yeah. Numero UNO, me and Jersey, this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit done it big as the...
Biggest of what? Biggest of what? Big as the Super Bowl, but the difference is it's just two guys playing shit that they did in the studio. Niggas usually send they verses back to me and they be terrible just like a 2-year-old. I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go ahead, say it then. Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT?
Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who you bitches really rooting for? Like a kid that had bad from January to November, nigga, it's just you and Cole. Biggest of what? Biggest of what? Biggest of what? Big as the Super Bowl. Niggas so thirsty to put me in beef. I set in my words and start looking too deep. I look at the tweets and start sucking my teeth. I'm letting it rock cause I love the mystique. I still wanna give me a song who I be. Can't trust everything that you saw on IG. Just know if I diss you, I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your caller ID. I'm naming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic cause it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started to leave. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the one that they call when they shit ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hey, how the gang got away from the bars and this shit like a prison escape. Everybody steppers with fucking and everybody breakfast and I'm about to clear up my plate. When I show up, it's motion picture, blockbuster. The GOAT with the golden pen, the top toucher, the spot rusher. Spray this whole shit up, the crop duster. Not rusher, but apply pressure to your cranium. Cold's automatic when aiming them. With the boy in the status, the stadium. Nigga.
Hey, I'm about to. Yo, I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm down to click out on you hoes and make a crime scene. I click the trigger on a stick like a high beam. And I was Benny Will Whip when I was 19. She called my number, leave her hanging, she got dry clean. She got an Android, her messages is lime green. I search one name and end up seeing 20 teens. Nadine, Christine, Justine, Kathleen, Charlene, Pauline, Claudine. Man, I pack them in this phone like some sardines. And they send me naked pictures, it's a small thing. You niggas still taking pictures on a golf stream. My youngest richer than you rappers and they all stream. I really hate that you been selling them some false dreams. Man, if your pub was up a spell, I'd buy the whole thing. Will they ever give me flowers? Well, of course not. They don't wanna have that talk cause it's a sore spot. They know the boy, the one that got a boycott. I told Jimmy Jam I use a Grammy as a doorstop. Girl, give me some hair because I need it. And if I fuck with you, then after I might eat it. What? Niggas talking about when this gon' be repeated. What the fuck, bro? I'm one away from Michael. Nigga, beat it. Nigga, beat it. What? Beat it. What?